T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Tatum, a hard bounce, and game two of round one belongs to the Heat. Miami wins 111-101.
Sometimes that's the playoffs, right? I mean, when you have, you know, some younger players, you know, you just have to constantly remind them that one game is one game. Just like this win, it's just one win. Series are potentially long and they're tough, and you have to stay emotionally and mentally, you know, stable, you know, throughout all of it. You just have to focus on competing at a high level together, doing things that lead to winning, you know, keeping your emotions in check, which all of it's easier said than done. But it was a very good response, just from the connectivity, the efforts, all of that. And then, you know, we also made some shots. That always looks better when you make some shots, but those are the ones that were available. If we don't take them, then it potentially could look like game one, you know, where you get jammed up late in possession. We're dealing with a very good basketball team, you know, so, and so are we. The margin for error both ways is small, so you have to do a lot of winning things, and, you know, we were able to do enough of them tonight.
Well, how about that one? How about that for a little bounce back here on the first day of the NFL draft? And before we get all jacked up about that, spend a little bit of time on exactly what happened last night. You know, they came out hot, and I was like, okay, they didn't let up on those threes, man. 23 threes in that game, a franchise playoff record for the Heat, who have been in a few playoff games with some great three-point shooters throughout their playoff teams, and last night was the best ever. Think about that. Think about what they did. 23 threes compared to 12 for the Celtics, and said, see how you like this. Just incredible. And by the way, got on Tyler Hero pretty good. I did. And then, what are you getting into? You know, I don't know what you, like, he looked, whatever, and I give Spo a lot of credit, by the way. I know Spo doesn't make the shots, Eric Spoelstra, but those guys were loose. They made extra passes. I thought they got great looks at the threes, but, I mean, everybody was making them. Usually you don't get, like, everybody on the friggin' team making threes, right? You get one or two hot guys, but, my God, last night, Tyler Hero, 24 points, 14 assists in the game, and on top of that, I mean, he was just knocking them down. What do you have, 6 threes in the game last night? And making extra passes, and Celtics just, they were like, oh no, is this look like last year a little bit? So here we go, man. 1-1 going back, best of 5, goes back to Miami for the next couple of games, but incredible. Caleb Martin, by the way, another one who had a great series last year, 7-12, 21 points. He was 5-6 at threes. They were shooting threes like they were free throws, man. They really did last night. That was just, what did they have, 69 points in threes? Woody was just crazy. Bam, another big night. And everybody shot high percentage. Bam, 9 of 13, 21 points. And then, Woody, the part we didn't know about, the disappearing act of Porzingis last night, 1 of 9. And by the way, Boston had to be saying, oh, no, here we go again. And now there's still a lot of basketball left, and I don't expect the Heat are going to shoot like that every night. Heck, we saw it with Celtics. Had a great night shooting threes in the first game and last night. And by the way, they you want to talk about a team in love with the three-point shot, Celtics. Boy, when they say they'll live and die with it, they're not kidding, man. And so what a great win last night. And a lot of guys. That whole starting lineup last night was really, really good, man. You go through that whole lineup last night, and they got it done from a lot of different guys, man. Tell you what, Jokic was really good last night, too. Jaime Jaquez also had 14 points in the game, didn't shoot a high percentage, but hit 3 of 6 threes. Hell, everybody. My God, 53-point shooting from three-point land last night. Just an incredible game, and I just start to wonder if there's any demons back after what has happened to the Celtics, that great regular season, win by 20 in game one, and then they lose that game. And now, no, they got to get a win, obviously, in Miami. We'll see what happens. There's still a lot, suppose, right? Still a lot of basketball left. But, boy, that was fun to watch last night, man. And they were knocking them down in the fourth quarter, too. It wasn't just like early in the game, let me see you do it in the fourth quarter. They were knocking them down, and the Celtics just did what they have, like 40 points in the second half of that game at home. So we'll see what happens. By the way, got a lot of stuff to get to. Marlins finished up their road trip last night in Atlanta in 10, actually came back to tie it up at 3-3 and then lose in the 10th inning. They're now 6-20. They'll be home now for 7 games, starting with Washington on Friday, I believe, and Colorado will follow that up. Another team that's really gotten off to a bad start at 6-19. Panthers back in action. They're up 2-0 against Tampa Bay. They're going to hit the road and try to really put some demons in the Lightning's head tonight as well. And then we got the NFL draft. We've got the NFL draft and everybody trying to figure out, and everybody's got an opinion, and everybody's trying to get a feel for it, and what Mike and Chris might do, and who might be on their board, and everybody knows that Mike McDaniel loves fast guys. The Xavier Worthy thing, we haven't talked much about it. If you watch the combine, you saw the 4.21, and by the way, on my TV, it looked like a 4.21. Happened to be watching that, and if you didn't, you probably saw it 400 times because it was the fastest time ever. The Texas wide receiver, and everybody, of course, is saying, fastest guy, that's a Mike McDaniel guy. And then we have a lot of you out there, don't be complete phony, saying, hey, all this speed is great, but we need to get physical. Don't forget that just because it's sexy night and everybody's looking for a great skilled player. Don't forget about the big fellas. Don't forget when you're whining at the end of the year and the cold weather and we need to be more physical. So we'll find out what Chris Greer is going to do with that 21st pick. And, boy, there's going to be a lot of fun stuff trying to figure out what everybody's going to do and who tries to jump up and grab one of these quarterbacks that they're in love with, 4 or 5 quarterbacks everyone's talked about, and who might jump out of it and try to pick up an extra second-round pick, or in the case of the Dolphins, maybe get the party in the third round, get something there. So tonight will be a lot of fun. Matter of fact, even probably leading up to the draft, there could be some moves made tonight and some trades made between teams for draft position. So this thing will be fun. I'm going to ask everybody this. I waited till today, Woody, to do this. But I do want to ask, as you're getting up this morning, it's always kind of fun. You've heard all the names and you got your favorite players and you've seen it. I mean, if you watch this, if, you know, you're a mock drafter, a fan mock drafter, you got your favorite guys who you'd like to see your team. We're probably talking to mostly Dolphin fans right now. Who you like to see your team take? Is it a defensive tackle? Is it a Newton or Murphy? Is it an offensive alignment? Is there a guy you like that you think's going to be around there at 21? Is it a pass rusher? Is it verse or a lot to? So there's a lot of stuff out. Could we all be in for a surprise? And they come right out and go wide receiver on us. and throw everybody and say it was just too good and we had to take him and all that stuff. So it will be very interesting to see if it's a defensive tackle, an offensive lineman, flexible. I kind of say guard tackle, but could be a center guard. Pass rusher because of having depth at that and rotating guys in, especially with two of your top two pass rushers coming back from injury. Is it a safety? Is it they're going, hey, we need another safety for our style of defense, safety that can cover as well as help us out and play safety? And then could it be another wide receiver? Could they just become complete pigs and grab another wide receiver who's really high on their board to complement the two guys on the outside? And, you know, so one guy goes down, you got a little depth. It's going to be a lot about depth and trying to add and get some guys that can come in, hopefully, and play. Especially tonight's pick, man. Tonight's pick, with the way this team is and going on the cheap and free agency. And yo, listen, you hope all those guys work out. You do. All those guys you got. All those guys came in on a cheap salary, you know. Signed them on a cheap price. Great. But you need this first-round pick or whoever the first pick ends up being if it slides into the second round, which could happen. Doesn't change the fact that guy needs to be able to come in and play. Needs to be able to come in and play. Not necessarily start the first play, but he needs to be in that little rotation of guys that we have at certain positions. And if you watch, you probably know there are a lot of positions that rotate guys in and out. And give them a breather. So, man, I'm really looking forward to everything about this night and see what might happen. And we'll be talking a lot about all this and trying to figure out. And we'll have some surprises tomorrow morning here for sure to talk more about this stuff. But I got to tell you, last night, boy, what a show for the Heat, man. And you know, you're watching, going, can they keep this up? And they did. 23 of 43 on three-point shots. Just incredible. And Caleb Martin, I thought, was just fantastic. Bam, Tyler, you can go on and on. I mean, they got a lot of support, and everybody seemed to have an open three. It felt like they knocked them down in that game last night. My God, there was some great. Highsmith, I think, was 3 of 5 on three-point shots off the bench. I mean, was 3 of 6. I mean, everybody was taking threes, man. They must have felt like free throws last night. Hey, we got to go to break. We got a lot of stuff to get to here on the day of the first round of the NFL draft and the Miami Heat coming home with this series all tied up at 1-1. Panthers back in action, up 2-0 against Tampa. We got a lot of good things going on, man. A lot of good things going on. But I got to tell you about this morning. Another thing that's going on that's really good is your South Florida Chevy dealer, Suburbans, Tahoes, the Traverse, the Trailblazer, the Equinox, the Blazer. Hey, we're kind of pumped up when we talk about our SUV family, and I just hit the big boys to the midsize to our smaller, stylish Trailblazers, Equinox, and the Blazer. Boy, I'll tell you what, we got a lot to choose from. They made a lot of changes. They've got great looks, and we think you're really going to like them a lot. And when it comes to trucks, Silverado trucks, they are everywhere, man, for a reason. They're our number one sellers. They're our big dogs, and we make a truck that's absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. Let's start with durability. Let's start with you got a tough job every day, sometimes even 6 and 7 days a week. You need a truck you can count on. Silverado will step up and be there for you, man. Whether it's full-time, you and that truck working together, or still needs to be a family truck, it's almost like Silverado makes a truck that's absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. Can't beat that. Have you seen the new Silverado 1500? Are you kidding me? New and used, it's never looked better than it does right now at your South Florida Chevy dealer. Space, style, look. Man, we got everything you're looking for, including that extra space in an SUV, getting you ready for that next vacation. Suburbans and Tahoes are calling your name. Yes, my name is Joe Tahoe this morning, because I love my Tahoe. I've had 5 of them over the last 16 years. I'm getting ready to buy myself another one as well, because they are sweet. Hey, convenient locations all over South Florida. Take a test drive and fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I mean, just preparation for tonight. The last 2 days were a lot of, you know, watching film, talking to the coaches, talking amongst ourselves as teammates of, you know, what we have to do tonight. It was a very intentional last 2-3 nights or days. And ultimately, it was obviously set us up for success. I mean, just trying to make the right play. Read the game, read the context of the game, and just make the right play. Honestly, the game is easy. We make it hard a lot of times, and when they're playing a certain way, we just have to, you know, counter, adjust, and make the right play.
Yeah, what a win last night for the Miami Heat. Boy, I'll tell you what. I know Eric Spoelstra doesn't make the shots. I don't want to get carried away. He didn't make 1 3-point shot last night. But I tell you what, he just seems to outcoach everybody he plays. I don't know if they're going to win this series or not. I'm not going to sit here after one win and a franchise record night of knocking down 23 threes. But he's really good at what he does. Those guys look loose. Loved it. He said, we're going to take care of this three-point thing, and they did in a big way, outscoring them. By the way, we made a big deal about the Celtics in game one had 30 points more from three-point land. Last night, it was even worse. They had 33 points. The Heat just said, all right, what you did to us, we're gonna do it even worse when we play you here in the second game. So just destroyed them on it. I love the extra pass. Tyler Hero, 14 assists. I know nobody's going to talk about it. Made some great passes to Bam underneath there. So when they got carried away and did try to get aggressive out trying to cover at the three-point land, got him some great looks. He's 9 of 13 last night. But the extra pass, I thought a lot of three-point looks were really good looks. But then again, they just had guys knocking down everything. I felt there for a second. I thought I was kind of talking and walking last night. I go, my God, I feel like they just hit 5 or 6 threes in a row. They were just rolling. So good stuff, really good win. And we got a best-of-5 series. Talk about going on the road. Something the Heat have done a lot and had success with. So now they come home and starting this weekend and see if they can keep this thing going. And by the way, I don't know. I know Celtics had the best record in the NBA in the regular season. Do any demons sneak into those little heads and say, oh, my God, here we go again? And I know, like Porzingis wasn't here last year. I got to tell you what, that was a great disappearing act right there. 1 of 9. He and just never looked comfortable, and he'd hold the ball, and they're knocking away from him, and just totally knocked him out of his game last night. And so I just wonder, is a little demon, here we go again. And by the way, the guys will get blamed, obviously, if they don't have success and win this series. They'll get blasted. Boston's not going to be that fan base and media up there aren't going to be real nice about it. And it'll go back to their star players and see if they can lead this team and get it flipped around. But, boy, that was just one of the great wins. With what they have out, that was one of the great playoff wins for Miami Heat basketball team ever last night. That was that good. It really was. When you look at what Celtics have done all year consistently, clearly been the best team in the East, maybe the best team in basketball. And what happened last night in a game two of the playoffs at home for the Celtics, on the road for the Heat, to get that win. One of the best I can remember. One of the best. And we're talking to a bunch of guys last night. I was up there when LeBron had his great game in game six in Boston, when the Celtics had a chance to close it out up there before losing that game with that great LeBron James game. But that thing last night, to me, considering what had happened in game one and your star player or missing a couple of your best players, and you put that kind of effort together, one of the best road wins in the playoffs I can remember. It was that good. It was that good with what you were playing with and the way you played from start to finish in that game, including at the end of the game, was incredible. It really was. It came from basically all the starters. I don't want to take anything away from the bench. The bench was also had their moments, but that starting five. And by the way, the message from Spo, you get a look in the three. I want you to take it. If you got to make an extra pass to give the guy next to you a three because it might be a better look, give it to him. And they did last night. They shot with confidence. It was just great. Can't say enough about it, man. If you're watching and you're going and you didn't know what, you know, was going to happen to start in this game and you're going, well, okay, good. Good in the first half. Celtics made a little run there at the half, but we're right there. They just didn't go away last night. Just did not go away in that game. So good stuff. Real good stuff. Got a lot of stuff going on today as well because the Panthers are going to be up in Tampa Bay trying to make it a 3-0 lead. And then on top of that, we got the NFL draft trying to figure out what the Miami Dolphins will do. And by the way, for me, and I think for most fans, because Dolphin fans are pretty familiar and have a list of guys they like, right, for all the needs. So you kind of follow it. Everybody knows who the quarterbacks are. If you're an NFL fan, you know who. So the whole draft, it's not just about your team's pick and what they do. It's really about the whole draft, especially early on. Like, look at all the great storylines potentially that you're looking forward to tonight. Like, what's going to happen? In what order are those quarterbacks going to go? How many of those quarterbacks are going to go in the top 10? Who's going to drop? Bo Nix and that whole group going to be in the Penix and Nix all going to be in the first round? Or is somebody going to slide into the second round? Does somebody move up to grab one of those quarterbacks because they are in love with them? Do the Giants or Broncos make a move? I could throw the Raiders in there. So, yeah. Just a lot of great stuff. And then, you know, here in South Florida, Chris Greer. Because at the end of the night, Chris Greer is the one's got final say. He does. And I know he and Mike, we work together. It's a great relationship, and it is. There's no question. It's one of the best relationships the GM and head coach have had around here in a long, long time. It just is. Not a shot at anybody. It's really good, and it gives us a chance when everybody's on the same page. And both guys, you can tell, it's good. But at the end of the day, at the end of the night, and that pick is ready to go, the GM's got final say on this one. So you may like one guy a little bit more. The other guy may like him. But I think Mike's aboard on this, Mike McDaniel. There's no question he's around. He trusts Chris, and they're on the same page. And Chris, I know, works. You know, he wants to make sure the head coach is in love with guys he's going to pick, and because they got to coach him every day. And I know Chris told me a few years ago, and I've said this before, the worst thing you can do is draft a guy your head coach doesn't like, and then it doesn't go well, and he throws it in your face every day. And he looks at you, and he's like, I never wanted this guy. You forced him on me. So, you know, you want to be on the same page. You want your coach to go, okay, I see what you see. Let's do it. So do they slide out of that pick? Do they even slide into the second round? With obviously going to get more picks out of it if you do with that 21st pick. Do they go later in the first round, at the end of the first round, and still get a pretty high pick? Or do they stay right there at 21 and take the best friggin' player at three or four positions that they still need either a starter or a really nice piece in the rotation? Yeah, all those things. Now, we've had a group of names that have popped up in this thing for everybody. Everybody nationally that, you know, we talk to and I talk to. And there's a bunch of, by the way, a bunch of old guys that have nothing to do at night but call and talk to other guys. That's kind of, I'm finding out what guys do. So, you know, the same names, right? If this is about a defensive tackle, does Murphy drop down? Does Newton, is he there? And how do the Dolphins feel about him? Graham Barton, Fatano, guard tackles, center guards, verse, lot two, pass rushers. Those are kind of the names right there. Not saying those are all the names, some of the names. Everybody's trying to now lately throw Xavier Worthy in there because I get it. He's the fastest guy. Ran a great time at the combine. And by the way, put up good numbers. I don't want to make it sound like he just shattered the record in the 40-yard dash and that's it. Guy had 75 catches over 1,000 yards. And by the way, was productive for three seasons. And he's really young. What is he, 20 or 21 years? A real, real young guy coming into the league. And I know what everybody says, man. That's a Mike McDaniel guy. He's got the track team. Mike's got the fastest team offensively in the NFL. Not even close. Nobody in the league can take their two wide receivers and two running backs, and we'd run the NFL relay. We win every day with those four guys because they can all run. Hell, Waddle's the slowest of the four. So I'm not big on another, you know, fast guy. I get, you know, lining Worthy up with the other two guys on the outside. It's kind of cool, and you're seeing he's going to run by somebody and all that. I just feel like we have a lot of other needs. But who knows? I saw Drew said, you know, he believes the Dolphins are interested in Worthy. Does he go in the second round? A lot of people think he'll be late one, definitely go in the second round somewhere. And we could be sitting there with that pick going, wow, he's right there and we like him. But I don't know, guys. This goes back to the end of the season, man. We had a ton of explosive plays throughout the year. We did. Not as many at the end of the year, but we had explosive plays. We had nice runs. We had, you know, guy break a tackle and, you know, run for a touchdown. We had some type of record amount of huge plays, whether it's 20-plus yard plays, 40-yard-plus plays, whatever number you want to put on your interpretation of a big play or a splash play. But we've got a lot of guys that can run. We need to take care of that line of scrimmage on both sides. That's cold weather, man. We got to take care of the big guys too. And they're not sexy. They are not sexy on game day, on draft day. Not sexy. So we'll see. And 305-567-0560. I'd love to know who you'd like to see the Miami Dolphins take. And if you're not sure, give me a position or two that you'd like to see this team jump on. And by the way, this pick tonight could end up not being a pick tonight, and it could be more picks tomorrow where the second and third round will take place. And they're going to be equally important to this team because those guys are going to need to play. You don't have enough depth on this team right now not to play some of these young guys. You don't. You don't have enough depth on this team. And then the pass rusher one only the Dolphins know about because they're the only ones that talk to those doctors to say, when do you think our two guys on the outside will be ready? And I have no idea. But I do know this. They won't rush them back. And if that means very little in camp, that means very little in camp. Because they want to make sure those guys are around for this long-ass 17-game season, regular season. So that could be a priority. Could be a bigger priority than any of us know, even in the offense, bigger than the offensive line and bigger than finding a defensive tackle. If there's one or two special defensive tackles, they may have to look. If the pass rushers, second or third and fourth best pass rushers drop to them, they may have to take one of those guys. Because we did find out last year the Dolphins rotated for sure three guys on the outside with Van Ginkle there as well and having a really good season. But you saw your top four guys all get injured last year. So obviously more depth at that position to constantly put pressure on the quarterback and not have to blitz all the time makes it kind of an important thing. No question about it. Will not take away from that either. So that comes into play today or tomorrow for sure. All right. Hey, listen, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. 305-567-0560. As you look and have a sexy name or a position, let us know. Let us know what you're thinking this morning, man. It's all right. We're going to have Omar Kelly join us a little bit later on. And Simon Clancy will join us. 3 yards per carry podcast and really does a lot of work on the Miami Dolphins. So we'll talk to him a little bit later on. Right now, though, got something else to talk about, folks. Atlantic Men's Clinic, to all my brothers out there that started to slow down, if you know what I mean. Low T and ED slowing down, I'm talking about. I'm talking about sometimes in your 40s, 50s, 60s. In my case, I got hit with the combination package. ED and low T hit me both at the same time. Constantly tired, no energy, all of a sudden didn't want to work out as much. I'll do it next week. I don't need to do it now. I'll do it later. And it was a bad move because I waited too long. I wish I wouldn't have. And sex drive was gone. Oh, my God. Did I leave that out? Just absolutely gone. But I want to thank Atlantic Men's Clinic for what they've done because, man, I got to tell you, any guy that asks me, if you're one-on-one and you see me out and you want to ask me about Atlantic Men's Clinic and go, Joe, does it really work? Yes, it does, man. And I mean work quickly for you. And so if it's happened to you and you don't have anywhere to turn to and, you know, you're embarrassed, you don't know what's going on, it's ED, it's low T, you probably have both. Don't worry about it. Atlantic Men's Clinic can knock it out. 7 months ago, best thing I ever did was make that appointment to go down and see those guys. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, obtain a PSA test, and medically advise a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work, in the office, your visit is free. Hey, 6 locations throughout South Florida. Great results coming your way if you still care, and I think you do. Call them today, 877-455-7300. If you didn't write it down, go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. Hey, 6 locations. I go to the Plantation one. That's the closest one to me. Find the one near you. Make that appointment and turn things around today.
Miami by 10 tonight.
Bet me.
Miami by 10?
Bet me.
Okay. Well, Jimmy's not there, so they definitely got to spread the love. And look, they're shooting the ball great. I disagree with Chuck. I know they're going to maintain this, Chuck. I will double whatever the bet is. And they're going to continue to shoot, and they're going to steal this game. Because, again, with Boston, though, they live by the three, and they die by the three.
Yeah, Shaq had the script, Nick says. That was impressive.
That was impressive.
A game break presented by Casamigos Tequila. I hand it to you.
Shaq, answer your phone.
Calling it on the number.
Answer your phone, man.
Okay, hold on.
Answer your phone, man.
Hey, Pat Riley, how you doing, sir? You on Alonzo? Yes. Pat Riley, Mickey, that was a great game.
We got even more than fake dollars around here.
Heat Nation, what's up, baby? Heat Nation, thank you, Chuck.
It's great being in a TV studio. They got fake
You're a man of your word, Chuck.
Hey, that was flat out impressive right there by Miami. Well,
Woody, I got to tell you, I know we talk about it. That show's entertaining, man. And last night, Shaq pulls one out. I mean, he doesn't know for sure, but that's unbelievable. He called that, said the threes, and said live and die by that. And last night, the Celtics died with their three. And he had fake $100 bills up there, which is just hilarious. Just funny. And Charles just kind of sat over there and had a smile on his face. You know, those guys really do bet each other, but they have to play with the fake money on the air. But it was very funny last night. Just that show, just I'm guessing a lot of it they just go with, right? I mean, they just wing it. I don't see those guys sitting around having a bunch of meetings to go over stuff, because those guys just don't look like guys who want to do it. Hell, sometimes they show up late to the show, which just adds to everything that makes that show so great.
Crazy stuff, right? They do say a lot of crazy stuff, but I think they're just likable, as opposed to like the guys on ESPN who say crazy stuff. They're just not likable characters.
Well, they throw
like Shaq saying the Heat are going to win by 10 is, you know, kind of crazy, right?
Yeah.
And, to say that pregame, I mean, the Heat were enormous underdogs.
Then he goes at half and doubles the bet. He goes, hey. Yeah. He goes, you know.
I think you could tell at halftime that game was, I mean, he had a real shot to win that game. You could tell at halftime.
Yeah, no, I agree, but I figured that he would cool off a little bit on the
Yeah, he did, but I don't know, man. It just felt like at a certain point it just started that Heat doubt started to creep in on some of those Celtics players, and you could see the looks, man. You see the look in Jaylen Brown's face. They showed him on the bench at the end of the game, and you could see Tatum was starting to get that little bitch look that he gets when he's about to cry. And
well, I got to tell you, man, those guys are supposed to be top 20 players, and obviously
top 20, Joe.
Well, no, Tatum.
Tatum's
not Brown.
Top 5, top 10. I mean, these are really good players, and the Heat shook the hell out of those guys last night.
Yeah, so
Caleb Martin is the Heat, the Celtics killer, man.
He's
the biggest Celtics killer in basketball.
Incredible how good he is. And I know he was banged up and out. He had his moments where he was injured this year. But well, I'll tell you what, and I got Tyler Hero pretty good for that, whatever that was in the first game. But last night, as a point guard.
Well, I think he played a different game last night, Joe. He was very patient. Did you notice that in the first quarter of that game? He was really patient with his game, and he's kind of let it come to him. I felt like in game one, I felt like, late in the season play and stuff, like he was trying to force a lot of stuff. He felt like maybe he had to take on a bigger role, and he was really kind of forcing it. He's kind of let it come to him last night, right?
Yeah.
He's getting his teammates involved. He trusted his teammates. Very patient. And that's what, like we were talking about yesterday, why the Heat have such an advantage in coaching. And I think that's the big thing you see there, man. Like, that is a big, big adjustment. Like, Tyler just, game one, he looked like he was forcing stuff, and he felt like, hey, I got to score 30 or we're not going to win. But last night,
you were on it that like I was asking too much of him after game one.
Well, I thought that they were too, yeah. But
no, you were saying that, yeah.
Well, again, but Joe, that wasn't a Tyler Hero took over the game situation last night. That was everyone, contributed.
Yeah, but he distributed the ball.
He didn't have to score 50 points. It wasn't that kind of a game. But they got a lot from a lot of guys. Jaime, you mentioned Duncan Robinson. I thought
Tyler Hero
Duncan Robinson
assists.
Came and hit some shots.
Yeah, but listen, that thing was about starting lineup last night. Highsmith had a nice knocked down some threes, but last night, as you said, is Bam going to basket and getting some great passes from Tyler Hero, but also making the extra pass to guys and boy, just shooting with confidence. Just it was obvious. Spo said, "Hey man, you get a good look at a three, take them," and that was number one thing Spo talked about after the game is we got to do a lot better in the three-point category on both ends. And they did last night, man. They a lot of good stuff. A lot of really, really good stuff to cover with Bam and Tyler and Caleb and, heck, the other guys as well. The whole Jaime and Jokic, that the whole group was. By the way, Jokic is quietly, how good is he going to be? I mean, we forget. What is he, 6'10"? 6'11"? He
was really good last night, too.
Yeah,
there wasn't anyone in a Heat uniform that played minutes last night that struggled. Hell, even Haywood Highsmith, who had missed like 20 threes in a row, he found his stroke again last night.
Well, when you break a franchise playoff record, we've had some really good three-point shooting teams in the playoffs through the years, and that team last night hit 23 of them. Just
look like you said, there's no, you know, I don't know if the Heat are going to win the series or not, but there is no question that Boston is badly rattled.
Well,
after that game, Joe, they are badly rattled. I think those guys are incredibly mentally weak.
I thought you didn't you just tell me they're tremendous players, a different team coming back?
Well, I thought they were. You see the record?
Yeah, I saw the record. I saw it. When was the last time they had a meaningful game when they had that lead in the East?
Yeah, well, you look at their record, you look what they've been able to do, and you look at the names on that team, Joe, and you think, wow, this is going to be tough without Jimmy Butler. But they, you know, I don't, maybe they haven't gotten over that mental hump because the Heat still have their number.
I think the other thing is, and we're seeing it in some other series where players are starting to blame coaches and that thing in the Lakers. Spo's a hell of a coach. I mean, again, and I always say this because people don't like to give Eric Spoelstra credit because people say, well, he doesn't make threes. When was the last time he dunked or defended some? He sets those guys up. He gives them a fresh game plan. By the way, we could run what he said after game one and what they need to do, and they did it last night. He's got to get a lot of credit for getting his guys reset and the way they played, really at both ends of the court. Really, really impressive stuff.
Yeah, I agree, too. Defensively, they played a really nice game. But and I know we're giving Tyler a lot of love here this morning, Joe, and certainly well-deserved. But how about Bam Adebayo, who takes a lot of crap, and he really stepped up last night.
Boy, I tell you what, that little 4, 5, 6-footer
puts
a lot of air in it. That is when he's going inside. And
there's
and
no looking. One on Boston that can stop him. That's a serious mismatch because they're either going to put Porzingis or Al Horford. Al Horford's 90 years old and can't move. Porzingis is the softest player in the history of the NBA.
Well, he was.
So you just go at either one of those guys, and Bam's going to be able to feast.
Well, Porzingis better bounce back, or you want to talk about a guy that really had a crap game last
night. Yeah, right.
Was Porzingis.
You see him running up the floor. He launches one of those threes.
Yeah.
Beautiful, man. Keep shooting.
And I mean, he bricked it. I mean, it wasn't like it was in and out. Boy, that team, it's. You know, again, you look at the numbers of their top two guys, it's pretty good. But
look, when you have someone's number, you have their number. And the Heat have their number, man.
If I told you, you wouldn't be surprised. Matter of fact, I'm almost expecting the Heat to get one of these two games. They have not played well at home, but I expect them to get one of these two games at home. I do. I don't know if they get both or not, but would not be surprised to see them get the split.
You know, they sliced that spread in half, by the way. Down to 8 now for the next game. Vegas like, all right, that'll be the last time we disrespect the Heat.
Yeah. Wow.
That was easy money last night, by the way.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy stuff going on. And where's that rank for you for a playoff win, considering
who
was playing and stuff? That's got to be one of the best. And
Joe, it's one of the best. I was talking to some people on Twitter last night. That is one of the best upset playoff wins you will ever see. Just absolutely 100%. Remarkable. They got – and here's the other thing. So they're down by, 30 something in game one. They keep playing in the fourth quarter of that game, and they slice into the lead, and they get a little momentum. You start to get a little confidence. That's something I thought about last night. They continued
what do you just,
on.
You just spent the other day telling me don't read into it. Like, what are you doing today? You got all over me the other day for saying, yeah,
I did.
But I mean,
I didn't
they
think
took,
that, Joe,
they
I didn't think
up,
they had a chance to win. I didn't. I'm happy to admit that, but, you know.
Well.
I thought they could hang with them. I thought they'd keep it close. That's why I bet the number. I didn't take them on the money line.
You got to stop betting so damn much.
I know.
I'm watching all these shows.
Well, I keep betting the Heat. I'm going to win, so.
All right. That's right. You're not going to be part of Vegas getting bigger. I like
Bam,
that.
By the way, over 20 points. You nailed it.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, you nailed it.
See, I'm not in on the conspiracy.
Your cut's on the way. Don't worry.
Thank you. Whatever it is, thank you, Woody. I do appreciate that. Hey, yeah. So we've got a lot more stuff to get to. We're running a little bit late here. We're gonna jump into what is it? 7 o'clock hour, Woody? I get confused out here on the West Coast.
What time is it there? Is it
3? It's almost 4 o'clock in the morning.
All right. So why don't we come back and we'll do the 7 o'clock Eastern hour after this?
I like that. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.